watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Monday, Christmas Eve, show, December 23rd, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. During the break, I got a couple of text messages, people wanting the phone number again for the laser pain treatments there in Sheboygan. You can give them a call. The phone number again, 231-627-4300. If you want to just text me laser pain or LP. Laser pain or LP, the abbreviations for that, LP. I'll text you back, 231-627-4300. Give Stacy a call. Learn more about it, how it works, the cost. The new customer discount is what you're asking for. Get two treatments. See if it works for you. Greatly appreciate you guys. Give them a call. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. One of the things, little story I had pulled up here that I wanted to get into real quick. Some of the major reforms that Donald Trump is going to do is government efficiency. Can things get better? If things got better in Washington, D.C., well, would that help us get to be more competitive? Would it help us with the debt, the national debt? One of the things you have to look at, the national debt costs us interest. Interest on the debt, on the loans that we pay. Well, one of the stories that I posted on my Twitter X account, if you're not on Twitter X now, please consider doing it. You can search for me, Trucker Randy. Follow me, my posts there. The United States Postal Service has been struggling financially for years. Well, Donald Trump says that one of the things that he's going to consider is the possibility that the United States Postal Service needs to be privatized. It needs to be taken away from the government. Donald Trump last week told reporters that there's talk about the Postal Service going private. After being asked about his thoughts on the United States Postal Service, he says, that's not the worst idea I've ever heard. It really isn't. The reporter mentioned that perhaps Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is someone who could take over the USPS and streamline its operation. Well, it's kind of interesting because I got a lot of reporter friends, or excuse me, Postal Service friends that have reported to me. They hate Amazon. Well, Trump said it's a lot different today between Amazon and UPS and FedEx and even the United States Postal Service and all the things that you don't have. But there's talk about that as an idea that a lot of people have liked for a long time, so we're looking into it. I'm going to wrap this up on the other side. Thinking outside the box, new ways of doing it, including the mail. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin', the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin' of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Donald Trump thinking outside the box about bureaucratic agencies, government running certain things in our country. Amtrak, public trains, post office being run by the government. Back on November 16th this year, November 16th, basically a month and a week ago, United States Postal Service incurred a $9.5 billion loss despite raising stamp prices. It's inefficient. It's stupid the way they run mail here in the state of Michigan. Folks, do you realize they do not process mail anymore in Traverse City? All of us listening to 97.7 right now, whenever you mailed anything from your local post office, went to Traverse City. Traverse City then sorted it and put it into the mail routes for the local post offices and overnighted it back to them and dropped the mail. Depending on the time of day when you got it to your post office, determined whether it would be the next day local delivery up here in northern Michigan, or if it's in the afternoon you dropped it after 3 o'clock, then it would be the following day. Usually 1 to 2 day service is what we had. Well, guess what? Traverse City could not get the employees to continue to handle the load, so they shut it down. Do you know where our mail goes now? Grand Rapids. Down 131, two and a half hours from Traverse City, is where our mail goes to get sorted and then sent back to us. It is so stupid the way the mail is being handled here just in our listening area of 97.7 FM. It's insanity. Well, during Donald Trump's first term, 2017 through 2020, the White House, in a government reform plan, noted that the United States Postal Service had repeatedly defaulted and called the agency's current model unsustainable. That was Donald Trump's first term. Back then, they said, quote, major changes are needed in how the Postal Service is financed and the level of service Americans should expect from their universal service operator. One successful model of postal reform internationally has been to transition to a model of private management and private or shared ownership, end quote, the report said 4 years ago. Well, under Joe Biden, it's gotten worse. Of course, Biden opposes privatization, and in 2022, he signed legislation providing, listen to this, the United States Postal Service with about $50 billion in financial relief spread out over the next 10 years, from 2022 to 2032. Dollar for investment to provide them financial relief coming from who? Us, the taxpayers. Now, why is Donald Trump considering this? The benefits of transitioning the United States Postal Service to the private sector would include a greater ability to adjust pricing and negotiate pay and benefits for workers. Why? Because they're unionized. Again, I'm not against unions. What I'm against is public workers like school teachers, government employees, and postal workers having basically a blank check on the backs of the taxpayers of the United States or the state of Michigan. they go into negotiations for their labor agreements with an expectation that they are absolutely entitled to a cost of living allowance due to inflation of a minimum of 2-3% pay increase every single year like clockwork. Are you kidding me? Have you ever heard of compound interest, the eighth wonder of the world? When you get 2-3% every single year added, it's unsustainable, folks. The private sector doesn't get 2-3% pay increases every year. Why should government workers? Well, in addition to what Biden signed, $50 billion over 10 years, they also received a $10 billion loan back in 2020 for pandemic-related expenses. You know, the China virus. Remember all the masks that everybody had to wear? Do you remember the postal problems we had during the pandemic? Well, guess what happened to it being a loan? The $10 billion loan was forgiven. Joe Biden and the Democrats forgave the loan. You don't owe us the money back. Since 2020, including 2022, the United States Postal Service has been given $60 billion. The American Postal Workers Union, which represents all of their employees, is among the entities that have said that privatization would cause problems, including making it more difficult to send and receive mail. That is a bald-faced lie. Not true. Trying to protect their money scheme that they have representing the postal workers. Well, Trump, at some point in his second term, which is going to start on January 20th, is set to receive recommendations from the Department of Government Efficiency, an outside group led by businessman Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. The men have said the panel will focus on ways to make the government more efficient by cutting waste. Listen to this. The United States Postal Service, which has about 525,000 workers, they employ over 500,000 people. Fiscal year 2024, which ended on September 30th, financial report says they lost $9.5 billion. Also, the United States Postal Service has more than 700,000 retirees that are being paid pensions, which has created tens of billions of dollars in unfunded liabilities. It's unsustainable. Well, even the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, who was appointed by the United States Postal Service Board of Governors back in 2020, told members of Congress during a December 10th hearing, this just not even 2 weeks ago, that he's implemented some changes aimed at modernizing the United States Postal Service. Moving forward, we will aggressively focus on cost controls, revenue growth, innovative service offerings that meets the needs of our customers at reasonable prices. DeJoy also asked Congress to lower the service costs for retiree benefits, revise the agency's pricing scheme, and to give the agency more funding. More money, more money, more money. Well, kind of interesting, because the Republicans, during the hearing, Chairman James Comer of Kentucky, who's the chair of the United States House of Representatives Oversight and Accountability Committee, said during that hearing that he thinks it would be too difficult to privatize the entire United States Postal Service because nobody wants to deliver the mail to every house in America 6 days a week and to operate all of those retail postal facilities. Some tasks, however, such as mail sorting, which I just talked about, our mail now going all the way down to Grand Rapids before it comes back to us for distribution. He said that could be handed off to private companies. DeJoy said he'd work with the incoming administration in Congress to consider various options. The goal of the Postal Service is to break even, he said. And currently, we're not even doing that. You see, this is going to be the problem that Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to have in making recommendations to President Trump and to Congress. The bureaucrats and the government agencies want to protect their jobs. They don't want to lose their jobs. If Donald Trump sat down with Jeff Bezos of Amazon, where they have trucks everywhere delivering their products, they use the Postal Service, they use UPS, they use FedEx, they use all kinds of carriers to get their sales, their products out to the customers. If he ended up negotiating a deal with Jeff Bezos to take over our mail service, bureaucrats would be without a job. The new general postmaster general, he'd be fired. So of course he's going to say it would be impossible to privatize the entire service. He wants to keep his job. I understand that. I don't agree with it. Nobody wants to deliver the mail to every house in America 6 days a week and operate all those retail postal facilities. You know what? Private companies want to do it. Why? Because they have employee shifts. Some people work different days, and they're not mandated by union negotiated contracts that says you have to work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, overtime after that, double time on weekends. Not the way the private sector works. So it's going to be interesting. Big potential change coming when Donald Trump gets sworn in on January 20th, 2025. Let's see what they do with the Postal Service. Let's see what they do with Amtrak. Let's see what they do with public transportation buses in inner cities. We've got to reduce our spending. We cannot continue to give away $60 billion to the United States Postal Service, and they still end up losing money. Lost $9.5 billion this year. And that doesn't even include the last quarter of 2024. That was only through September. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number three. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by